want you to tell me your story about your little family outing. Is that okay?
You want to do that now?
Or do you want to wait on it?
No, that's fine.
So it never occurred to me that the reason that the orphanage was called the orphanage is because of you guys actually being orphans.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I had no idea. Not orphans.
Not technically orphans.
No.
You know, we our parents didn't die. They just didn't want us.
Oh.
yeah, so Danny and I are both adopted. And so that was the germ of the name of the show, The Orphanage.
Yeah.
And
so you decided to go hunt for your mama and papa?
Yeah, well, so Danny and I both have found our moms.
Yeah.
You know, he found his first, then I found mine. And then after that...
Did you guys think, like, was the timing kind of the same for both of you guys? Or had you both thought about it and just not done it, or...?
I think it was just kind of surreptitious that it kind of happened around the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we both had kind of sort of been looking, but it just kind of happened. And then, but he still doesn't know who his dad is. But my dad still lives in the exact same house that he lived in way back then. And
okay, so what did you know? So you knew who your mom was, and she knew who your dad was?
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah. So you knew, but you never just went and found him and met him.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So I met her, like I found her through some website. Actually, my aunt found me and put me in touch with her. And so several years ago, I met my mom. And she said that she could probably track down my dad. And I said, well, you know, I don't want to impose. I don't want to, you know, make anybody uncomfortable. But if he's interested in, you know, meeting, I'd be happy to meet him. And so she reached out to him, and you know, he still is, or at that time was married, had you know, the same wife for 45, 50 years, whatever. She stood by him in spite of the fact that I happened. And so, unfortunately, like a year...
You did what?
Like a year, year and a half ago, she fell ill and ended up in the hospital, and it kind of turned into pneumonia, and she passed away.
Oy.
So, so he's now a widow, or whatever.
Widower.
But he's got his five kids, and they live in upstate New York, like right on the New York-Pennsylvania border.
So how many kids total does he have? You six?
Including me, six, yeah.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I had this trip planned to meet up with my friends in Manhattan about a month ago. And we were going to go. It was the weekend that the Cowboys played the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had initially thought that we were going to go to the game until Dez and Romo got hurt. And we decided...
I ain't spending that money.
We decided not to trek out to the Meadowlands to watch them lose. And we actually watched it at the only Cowboys bar in Manhattan.
I bet that was pretty kick-ass.
It was awesome. It's in Murray Hill. I can't remember the name of it. But it wall-to-wall Cowboys fans. And they were more passionate than watching it at a bar here.
Yeah.
It was
I did
crazy.
The same thing. I went to a Dolphins watching party in Manhattan. And they're screaming. They were playing. I don't remember who they were playing, but they sang the Miami has Dolphins' greatest football team. They did the song, and they ended it with J-E-T-S, suck, suck, suck. They weren't even playing the Jets. They just wanted to scream anti-New York things.
That's awesome. Yeah, so the original you know, plan of the trip was to just go for the weekend to hang out with my buddies. But as I was thinking about it, I was like, well, I can maybe bookend the trip. I have a half-brother on my mom's side that lives in the D.C. area, and then I have, you know, the dad's family that lives in upstate New York. So I ended up flying into D.C. and meeting mom there. Mm-hmm. Second time I met mom.
Only second time.
And then she drives me out to Virginia, you know, outside of D.C., and stay for 2 days with my half-brother and his wife and their two daughters.
Had you met any of them before?
Had never met any of them before. And stayed at their house.
It was heavy.
It was such a roll of the dice. But
it went all right?
It worked out great, yeah.
How does conversation work?
Well, they're not like... they're not super chatty. My half brother and my mom, but my my half sister in law, is that correct?
Oh, you're going deep on me.
I know. Well, she was like, you know, super chatty, and so there was one night that she and I stayed up late talking, and she was giving me all the skinny on the whole family. So that was great. And then I had the weekend in New York. Took a bus from D.C. to New York.
So almost famous.
It was very like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, because then I from Manhattan, I went to LaGuardia, rented a car, and then drove out to Binghamton.
Wow.
It's Binghamton, New York. And so it's like, you know, like I said, it's just north of Pennsylvania. They actually live right across the border in Pennsylvania. And so stayed at the like the Holiday Inn in downtown Binghamton, and ended up having my one of my brothers on dad's side come pick me up.
Really?
And so we
first time you met him?
Yeah, first time I'd met anybody on that side.
So stranger that you're sort of related to comes and picks you up at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah. So and he warned me, because he was going to come.
I ain't got many teeth now.
No, he warned me. He said, I'm going to come pick you up. And then he said, and Dad insists on coming.
Okay.
And then so he was like,
it's an open air vehicle.
Yeah. And he said, and he can be a little gruff. So just warning you. I was like, it's fine.
He'll have had his whiskey by then, though, so it ought to be okay.
So they get there, and we end up having a drink in the hotel bar, and then I'm gonna follow them in my rental car out to his house.
But so they came, but they didn't pick you up.
Because I was gonna drive myself home later that night. We're gonna go have dinner at their house.
Okay.
And so
why did they come to get you if you were gonna just drive there and drive back?
Because they live out in the country and they
get lost.
They wanted to make sure I could find it.
Okay.
And so Dad was like, "Well, I'm gonna ride back with Dave." And by the way, brother's name is Dave as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And confusing.
So it was a little uncomfortable, you know, driving with birth dad like 5 minutes or 15 minutes after meeting him, trapped in the car with him for 20 minutes.
What you into?
But we ended up.
How much did you know about him? What is conversation like with?
You know what? It was such a blur. I don't really even remember. I mean, we just talked about, I guess what I knew and what I wanted to know, and, you know, just kind of small talk. And then at some point we end up getting out there and they're cooking dinner, and Dad says he wants to go out and have a smoke. And I was like, well, I'll go join you. And so we chain smoked about 3 cigarettes and put it all out there.
Really?
Yeah.
How many drinks in are we?
I think just one.
Oh, really?
Maybe two. But, I mean, he talked about how he never knew that, you know, that I happened, you know.
Really? When did he find out?
When birth mom contacted him like 3 or 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. He wasn't even.
Wow.
He thought that she had an abortion. So he didn't know that I existed.
Okay, but he knew that she was pregnant.
Yeah, and he's super Catholic, so to him it was a relief that he doesn't have.
Oh, really?
He doesn't have an abortion on his ledger. That you know, having an illegitimate child is less damning in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah, than just some dude that I didn't know, and I'm sure he's fine.
Right. So, I met three of his kids. The two younger boys, and there's one girl. She's the middle. And then there were two older sons. One was out of town, and one was busy.
Pretty hot?
Dave, the youngest, he's pretty hot. I mean.
It's weird. You'd think that.
I would.
Okay.
I spent two nights, both nights hung out at their house, and it was at David's house, not at Dad's house. But, it was very eye-opening in that I got to see where I came from. I got to see people that kind of looked like me.
Did you see people acting in ways you do? Any mannerisms or?
I didn't really pick up on.
Or speech patterns or?
I didn't pick up on stuff like that necessarily. Maybe that would be something that someone else would see, you know? But for me, I don't necessarily know my habits.
Mike and I are so soroy that finding out that there's another version of us in some way, shape, or form and then running into them and throwing down a couple of drinks. I don't think I think my head would explode.
Yeah, I think
especially when they, you know, said a word or something that I would always hear out of Mike or something, it would just short circuit me.
Yeah, I think everybody's head was kind of exploding.
But so where did you leave it? What I mean,
see
you later.
Spent two evenings there, and you know the second day spent the whole day.
You slept there, or you just
no? I went back to the hotel, but second day spent the whole day. You know, we drove around. We ended up going out to some golf course and having lunch and having some drinks there, and it's weird. It was bizarre to me because they weren't like country, like backwoods, but they were way more rural than me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would think.
Do they chop wood?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you would think I'm the one from Texas, so I should be the one who's into hunting and fishing and listening to country music and, you know, all that and shooting guns.
They're not really into The Cure?
No, they're the ones that, you know, they listen to country music. They, like, their prized possessions are their Rangers, you know, like the Gator, four-wheelers.
Sure. Well, those things are kick-ass.
Yeah, and they, you know, they have snowmobiles in the winter, and they live out in the woods, and they, you know, go hunting and fishing, and, you know, the youngest brother, the hot one, he has his own landscaping
Stop
company.
Saying that.
So they were just very, like, salt of the earth. They're just very, you know, men's men. And I just felt, like, a little out of place, you know, because I'm this fancy city boy.
So you can have a big holiday one of these years?
Yeah, I mean, it was an open invitation on both sides that they were like, come back anytime. We want you to come back, you know, bring your daughter. You know, we would love to see you again. And I said the same thing, that, you know, I have a guest room. You guys, anytime you want to come visit Dallas, you know, it would be an honor to have you guys come, and same with the family in DC. So hopefully, you know, it's not the end. You know, we've exchanged a few messages since then of, you know, great to meet you, that was awesome, you know, let's stay in touch. But I'm bad at staying in touch.
Yeah.
You know, unless there's like a purpose.
Yeah.
I don't like just making small talk.
So
how's the weather? How's the weather been up there? So, you know, it's not like, you know, we're BFFs texting every day, but it was an experience of closure, of just not having those loose ends and those questions anymore. And also it made me very grateful for the life that I have, and for the parents that I have, the upbringing that I had, the opportunities that I was given by living here versus there,
because
the economy is very depressed up there.
It's cold.
I mean, it was very fortuitous that I was able to grow up here and have the opportunities that we have here being in North Texas. So go Mean Green.
All right. Well, that was today's happy story of little Davey finding his family.
Thank you. Yeah.